and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A state funeral will be held at Washington's National Cathedral this morning for former President Jimmy Carter. His casket will first be transferred from the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where he's been lying in state. CBS's Allison Keyes.
On the first note of the first hymn, the body bearer team begins moving down the steps through the ranks of the honor cordon, the special honor guard, and honorary pallbearers to the hearse.
Many luminaries will attend the service for the 39th. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the cathedral.
Who will be here? Well, in addition to the Bidens, the Trumps, the Obamas, the Bushes, and the Clintons have all been invited as well. It'll be a rare gathering of all of the living presidents.
President Biden will deliver the eulogy. A final service and burial will take place today in Georgia. WSB's Jonathan O'Brien is in Plains.
A large white tent near the home of the former president denotes the spot where he will be buried in a private ceremony alongside his wife, Rosalind.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point got a new chief of police. Derek Tritz tells us more.
Chief Michelle Haywood was sworn in on Monday as the new Chief of Police and Security Services for the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Haywood is an experienced law enforcement officer with 27 years of service in the Milwaukee Police Department. She has completed training in active standby ship for law enforcement through the FBI National Academy and is active in professional law enforcement organizations, such as the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. Haywood now reports to Pratima Gandhi, the Vice Chancellor of Business Affairs at the university, who said she's looking forward to Haywood's leadership and believes that her extensive experience will help maintain a high standard of safety for both students and faculty. Tony Babel, the university's previous chief, retired at the end of 2024 after nearly 7 years of service, during which he played an integral role in the university's response to the pandemic.
And the store, convenience stores in central Wisconsin, have transitioned to a new operator. Reliance Fuel, a Pennsylvania-based company, acquired the store locations from Team Sherrill in late December. They say all associates have retained their positions and all current locations remain open. Reliance Fuel will continue to offer the Impact Rewards Plus program. And they say in the future, the store will be updated to carry its Fuel on Wisconsin branding. Team Sherrill will continue to operate 7 Sherrill Tire and Auto Service locations and 30 Subway restaurants. And a study on PFAS and wastewater shows an increase in the so-called forever chemicals. A concerning trend is nearly half of all drinking water is contaminated now. Scientists say that some of the factors for the increase include the use of chemicals and medication and the effects of drought on local water systems. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And one of our newest team members, our sound engineer, producer, wearer of many hats, and
yes,
can wear any hat, Laura is with us.
Hi there. I am here.
Hey, Laura. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. We're joined right now by our great friend, Brittany Merlot. Let's go ahead and kick things off and talk a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah. How are you doing over there?
Just a little cold, but that's common, right?
Right.
It does seem to be a theme this time of year. Yeah, there seems to be a lot of consistent days where I am brittle. I am just, yes.
Be very careful. Be very careful, James.
Can relate. Definitely can relate. Brittany, what has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Oh, you know, she's pretty calm, actually, to be honest with you. A lot of sunshine to start the day. Some cloud cover increasing through the afternoon. We will be mostly cloudy by tonight. Maybe a few flurries flying around this evening, and then light snow through the overnight. We're not looking at anything crazy, just a trace to about a half an inch by the morning, and a few flurries flying around potentially through late tomorrow morning. But otherwise, temperature is kind of mild. We'll hit the mid-20s today and tomorrow.
That's not bad.
Okay, all right.
That's not mild bad. This time of year.
It's mild. Yeah, take it.
Mid-20s.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah. It's one of those things, too. Like, I could talk to you all day, Britt, but one of the things, like, as soon as you get done giving good information, I'm like, okay, and Brittany's out. And we're just going to end it right there.
We don't want to hear the bad news, right?
Yeah. Not a good note, right?
Exactly. No. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Brittany, we appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Best in the business. One of our favorite people to talk to, Brittany Merlot. And she'll join us tomorrow and get you ready for your weekend, everybody. We got a lot to do today. Coming up, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're looking forward to diving into that with you. We've also got a bunch of fun topics for you we're going to be diving into. We got real-life cheat codes that may or may not give you 30 lives. May or may not.
The old Konami code. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we could all. Yeah, you're right.
That's coming up. We're also going to be getting into a college in England offering classes on one of the more usual subjects. Got the 9 o'clock hour kicked off with our good friends from, of course, the Southwick County Humane Society with our pet of the week.
Yee.
Looking forward to that.
It's gonna be fun.
Get into a little bit of entertainment news with you as well. And speaking of entertainment, do these movies cure your childhood nostalgia?
Ooh.
Some do.
And do they, or do they just make you feel old and sad? That's the other thing, right?
Okay. But shouldn't they be doing both? If that's what you're aiming
at the same time.
For?
Yeah.
Because that's
kind of nostalgia,
older.
Right?
It's getting older. Yeah, it is true. Both. It's a mix of
right?
both. Yes, yeah.
That you cannot get back to. That's right. So nostalgia is.
And before we wrap up, we are going to get into our useless super, or what is it exactly? What completely useless superpower would you have?
Right.
I think that's going to be a fun one.
I can think of a couple that would be helpful in like everyday life.
I can think of one that the three of us already have.
There you go.
Nice.
That's a tease. Now that's a tease, right there. Well done. But we kick things off where we should, of course, coffee.
Nice.
I haven't even made mine yet.
Oh, see? Yeah, no, that's messed up on me as a producer. I did not do my job there.
It's kind of a party foul at this
kinda
point.
Kind of is. How do you take your coffee? Are you taking a little bit of cream and sugar? Are you like my Aunt Pat and you have cream and sugar and a little bit of coffee with your cream
right,
and sugar?
Right. I take my coffee like a child, yeah.
Yeah.
A new study found drinking it in the morning could help you live longer. If you keep drinking it all day, maybe not. Here is one of the more interesting things that comes out of this article, I think. Scientists tracked people's health for 10 years and split them into three categories. People who only drink coffee in the morning, people who drank it all day, and people who didn't drink it at all.
That's good.
The morning coffee drinkers had 16% lower risk of dying for any reason. Anything. Wow. All on the board. And 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease compared to the non-coffee group.
Ooh, well, that's interesting.
But the benefits disappeared almost completely for people who drink coffee all day.
Ah.
So having your last cup of coffee before noon could be the key to all
that's
of this.
That's the key, everybody.
Even if my coffee qualifies as a dessert?
See, now that's a good question.
Now you're going to have to they study on. We're going to put that one in the room.
How much sugar is in your coffee? Yeah.
Until I'm told otherwise, the answer must be yes, then.
Must be yes, right?
Right.
Moderate coffee drinkers saw the biggest benefits. I love that as an attitude. That's a great thing.
Must be good.
I can't see it. I mean, what? Moderate coffee drinkers saw the biggest benefits. They defined moderate as 2 to 3 cups each morning, and nothing afternoon.
Gotcha.
The benefits dropped by half for people who drank more than that.
Okay. Wow.
They're not sure why drinking it later in the day makes such a difference, which is my biggest question about all of it. Well, one of my biggest questions about all this. My other question is, why is coffee that good for us?
Well, I am also wondering, is there a part of that explored caffeinated beverages that were not coffee that were drank later
in
the day?
See, that's the thing, right?
Right. Like, how many... This may just be me. Maybe it's just me. I drink my dessert coffee in the morning as part of my breakfast, and then I switch to, a Dr. Pepper in the afternoon. And I usually only have, two, but, that's also a caffeinated beverage.
Right.
Are they not... Listen, my coffee's already dessert. So can we compare my dessert coffee to a Dr. Pepper and say they're about a wash between the two of them?
That's a good... See, they don't study that part of it, when they do these studies.
Why
right?
not?
Why don't they?
I love the scientists right now listening to just happen to be just throwing their papers.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't even think
about that. Or they're taking notes. Let's see, next grant application. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Coffee contains antioxidants and other active substances that may reduce internal inflammation and protect against other diseases. This from John Hopkins University. So just kind of, I think we've talked about that before, but just catching people up on what the benefits of coffee.
Right.
Certainly the negatives, I think, are out there, and we've heard them. And this is not a overall umbrella thing. This is a case-by-case thing if there ever was one.
Right. It's got to be.
I know that I've talked to quite a few people over my lifetime of, I can have a cup of coffee at 7 o'clock and be asleep at 8. You know, and there's plenty of people that... And I don't know how this survey is affected by that.
Right.
Exactly. Like, are any of those people neurodivergent? Because there are certain neurodivergencies that are affected by caffeine in
exactly.
a different way.
Yep. Because it's a stimulant. And, the other thing is, I'm wondering if it's the amount. You know, if you're drinking it all throughout the day, maybe if you're drinking the same amount, but later on in the day, maybe it is. But they didn't study that part. I mean, you could. There's so many ways you could study this. I mean, that's the problem with. That's why this week coffee's good for you, and then next week not so good for you. You know, that kind of thing.
And so I will continue to drink my coffee as dessert for breakfast.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you.
Change nothing.
We've got an interesting one here too to go to next. Before we move on and everything, I think we can all take away from that. Coffee's good.
Coffee's fine.
We can agree
coffee's
on that one.
At minimum, coffee's neutral.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it has much to do with there. Except I'm going to live forever. But other than that, you know.
Other than that, I mean, so far so good, right?
So far.
Look, I plan on being immortal, and so far so good. So right. I'm doing all right so far. Doing all right.
Something about Nestle plans.
We cover world records here quite a bit and everything, and I saw this as an opportunity to also share something with the audience. Guinness World Records announced a pair of Bretons.
I don't know how you say that.
Bretons. It's Bretons.
Okay.
Nicely. Thank you. Bretons with formerly long locks broke the records for the largest hair donations.
Oh, that's cool.
Ruth Tripp, 38, earned the record for the largest single donation of hair by a female individual when she donated 5 feet and 7 inches of her hair to
Yikes.
The Little Princess Trust in September of 24.
That's a lot of hair. 5 feet. Wow.
I'm just trying to figure out how she lived with hair that long for that long.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
Her hairstylist cried.
Her bun game must be the strongest.
It's like, it's Princess Leia and it's her. That's the list.
I want to know how tall she was.
Was she
stepping on her hair? Maybe that's why she got it cut. I can't stand it.
I'm picturing a messy bun the size of her head. Like, this is...
It's like she has to get another head, basically, right? On top of her head.
Fellow Briton Jack Drever, 37, earned the male version of the record when he cut off 2 feet and 11 inches of his hair for the same charity in December. The Little Princess Trust uses donated hair to make wigs for children being treated for cancer.
That's very cool.
I love all of that.
Yep.
Okay, were they partners? Was her bun game good on other people also? I'm just trying to get the logistics.
Get an idea, right?
It's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Looking into this, apparently they didn't know each other. Apparently, they're
okay.
They're
crazy,
all right,
so
okay.
That's kind of cool.
So he's also runner-up best bun game.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Depends on. Maybe he was just letting it flow free. He was in a lot of ads where he rode a horse.
You can only hope. Otherwise, what a waste with all that hair.
Exactly.
Now, she said she wasn't sure how long she's been growing a trip, but Deaver said that he's been growing his hair for 7 years and decided to donate. The donation would be a good way to change up his look.
Yeah,
and just, you know, a way to do something good at the same time.
Hey. It is definitely a way to do it.
It is.
Well, but it's also worth noting, with a guy, they cut more off because his hair ended up shorter at the end than hers did, I'm willing to bet.
Probably. That's a good point, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how short she went in the end.
She's
probably
still got 2 feet on her head.
I didn't plan on this, but I'm just going to jump in now because I've already started. It's live radio. I am going to be cutting my hair next month.
Ooh.
It's true.
Okay.
I've been talking about this and thinking about it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But through conversation and even, to be honest with everybody, through some therapy and some of that, one of the things that came like clear to me about it was I couldn't, like anything for me in life, if you listen to me for 5 seconds, I can't just do things. I've got to have a purpose. I've got to have a reason behind it and everything. And I cannot tell you how exhausting that is. And so with that, I was always going to cut my hair if I get cast in Arsenic. I'm going to cut my hair if I get cast in this, yeah, or what have you. And those things didn't happen. So here I still am. And I wanted to grow out all my hair.
Mm.
And if you're going to do that, you want to kind of get it a little bit even so it comes together a little better and mm-hmm. stuff. But I've been struggling, everybody, being honest, since losing my papa. And I have not really grieved that. And I've started to do that in the last month or two, where I've actually just started to finally kind of deal with a lot of the stuff that I've dealt with mm-hmm. with that. And a lot of the process has been done with my mom and dad,
right,
and talking with them. And I brought this up with my mom recently, after talking about it and everything and getting to a good place with it, where, hey, Nana and Papa, my grandmother and grandfather, the two people that I'm missing so much, their birthdays are kitty-corner to mine next month.
Okay.
And so what if I did this where I got my hair cut in between their birthdays, and I did it kind of solemnly as a tribute to them. Now, in Jewish culture, it's actually the opposite tradition, where, you know, for Sivis, you sit for 30 days, mm-hmm. and you don't shave, you don't cut your hair, mm-hmm. nothing like that.
Right.
But then it's very symbolic afterwards that when you do cut your hair, you have people in your life that you're close to cut a little bit off.
Oh, okay.
They do that, and then you know you go, and nowadays you go to an actual stylist and have them do it, because 20 of your friends are probably not going to be a great idea to have being your hairstylist.
Hair's not going to look great afterwards.
Although now that I think about it, that would be a fun way to do this. It'd be great content if we recorded it. But I digress.
Oh dear.
I bring this up in part because I know that coming out of the holidays and talking with many of our listeners and many of you guys being so great and reaching out to me and my family, that we're not the only ones going through something. And mm-hmm. I think that when we go through things together, it takes off some of the load, mm-hmm. and I think can also not only create empathy for us, but the people that are watching. Mm-hmm. There are others grieving. There are others that don't feel comfortable speaking up, or others that are going to go through trauma in their life or something coming up.
Mm-hmm.
When we're there for each other, we're there for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you just never know who's listening and watching. And I've learned in this job one major thing, that when you are vulnerable, when you put yourself out mm-hmm. there, not only does that usually lead to funny content for the audience, which is what this is all about,
mm-hmm.
But there are other people that can grow from it, mm-hmm. and other people that can be helped from it. So
yes, indeed.
I am going to be shorter-haired next month. I'm not good with this. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm afraid it's
I can't
not,
wait.
Because all of this is about certainly to be able to, for casting directors to be able to mold me and what they want. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I like my hair long. And I'm deathly afraid, but just between the three of us, I'm deathly afraid it's not going to grow back. Like, it's going to get to a length, and that's
it. It's going
to
stop.
I'm stuck. And I said all this on the air, so I have to do it all.
Now you have to do it.
That's
wow,
the other
yeah.
part.
Okay.
I was still a little, I was about 90% on this, you know, but this is still a part of me that was a little bit.
I think it's so. No, absolutely.
I think that might just be the overthinking there, James.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of it. But no, I'm totally great. I want to see James with shorter hair. Because
yeah.
I've never seen him like
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
Since Sherlock, you had the longer
I'm
hair.
I'm looking forward to
damn.
It.
It's coming. It'll be coming. Let's go ahead and take a phone call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, that was a really great message, and I really appreciate your sentiment.
Oh.
Oh, God, I was expecting a
joke. I thought that was going to be a joke.
I really was, man. That was fantastic, man. Thank you, brother.
What did I catch you off guard?
Yes.
You did completely. Yeah,
he was not expecting sincerity.
No.
Well, I didn't get in time for Playmakers last night. Can I give you the stat
yes,
that I wanted
please,
to
yes.
Go for it.
Okay. It's a random stat from the Dan Le Batard show, and it was... Babe Ruth hit 431 home runs while Jimmy Carter was alive.
Oh, my God. And that's the most of anybody.
Yeah.
Nobody's
wow.
hit more home.
That was, like, the most random stat, but I couldn't sneak it in because
it's a good one, though.
In my house, and, like, yeah.
It's a good one, dude.
I couldn't call it in. All right.
Thank you, man.
You guys go.
Have a great right. morning.
Have a great morning.
That's a great stat. Oh, wow.
Yeah, those sure were numbers.
The official... nicely done. out of all the home run hitters you can think of, Bonds, McGuire, Hank Aaron, all of these guys and everything, nobody hit more home runs during Jimmy Carter's lifetime than Babe Ruth.
That's something else.
It's wild to think about, considering how old that was and everything. Mm-hmm. We will get a timeout in. We'll be back with more fun on, well, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouthwatering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Some sunshine this morning. It's going to become mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 25. Tonight, light snow likely. It's not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our low, 16. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 24. Keeping an eye on the possibility of more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
You heard the boys. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got some great specials lined up for you today on this Friday Eve on Thursday. I'm looking at their Facebook page, which we encourage you to go check out and subscribe to. They got a guacamole breakfast tacos.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely.
And for lunch, a pork stir fry.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Hello. Mm,
that sounds good.
Man, their specials are always so interesting.
I'm such a burrito gal, though. The breakfast got me.
Speaking of, tomorrow on Friday, Fidel's latest favorite burrito is their special.
Sold. All right.
And they got a shrimp stir fry for you for lunch. Ooh. And, of course, keep in mind on Fridays, they're ever getting more and more popular fish fry.
Yeah. Like, fine, but I'm there for the burrito.
You don't have to branch out if you don't want to.
Nope, I'm good.
Get what you like over at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards, and say good morning to all of our friends at El Cafe. Appreciate the gang over there. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community. Mm-hmm. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com is where you can email us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, yes, you can call up.
715-424-2600 is the number to call. Super easy. Not only to call up, but you can use the Civic Media app, of course, and call us that way as well. We couldn't make it any easier for you. Not any easier.
We've got some qualifiers here. Laura, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that
break today. Put my feet up.
And we first up want to wish a very happy birthday to a very, very good friend of ours in this community. It's Tom Heiser.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Tom joined us just recently with our monthly Veterans Update. Love working with Tom. Mm-hmm. I've known Tom for many years and have always appreciated him. Mm-hmm. Just a great guy. Yep. Great guy. And what he puts into our community, mm-hmm. the information he's able to share with us, not just on air, everybody, but Tom is always hitting us up with updates on the VFW and other things going on with our veterans. And as a side note, also sends me some great memes sometimes. Yeah, Tom has great timing. I seem to get it right when I need it. Like, I appreciate you, Tom.
Nice. Great dude.
Great guy. We'll be talking with Tom again at the beginning of next month with another monthly Veterans Update. Mm-hmm. And our qualifiers celebrating the big number, 54, their 54th anniversary.
Nice.
Mike and Deb Alft.
Happy anniversary.
Mike and Deb, congratulations.
Wishing you a great one, you two.
Yes.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Kate Middleton is 43.
Wow! Wow!
Prince William's wife and the Princess of Wales. She's I think she is. Isn't she?
Yeah, she's the Princess of Wales. Yeah. Yep.
I couldn't remember which ones gave up their stuff and which ones didn't.
That's fine. You're good, dude.
And if they gave it up, do we call them that anymore? I think we're still supposed.
Aren't they the Dutch and or the Duchess?
The Duke and Duchess of something.
Are they Cambridge? Maybe
Cambridge York, something like that. I don't know.
I have all the respect in the world for other people and their cultures. I am not going to take 2 seconds to learn what I'm supposed to call these people. If I got to interview them, sure. Up until then, professional courtesy.
Yeah.
Listen, America split from the crown for a reason. You don't have to learn any of that.
Exactly.
My point, exactly.
One of the funniest things in the world to me is like I'm a kid and I'm sitting there and everybody is watching. It seems like everybody in the world is watching Prince Charles and Princess Diana get married.
Yep.
And my mother is watching it all closely and everything. And I just can't get over the fact of like, what? Isn't this what we left?
You're trying to figure out how to care.
Yeah. I had to have been like 8 or 9 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, I still have the same thought. Like, what is our obsession with this? I don't get it.
I know people.
Either way, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. People in England don't care about it that much. If you ask them, they're not as big about it as I mean, some probably older folks that are more used. You know, it's more of a tradition thing. But a lot of youngers are like, eh, who cares?
Well, it feels like from the few English friends and people I've talked to in my life, for a lot of them, it's a pushback, and because it's forced on them and everything, and it's a sort of a rebellious thing almost.
Right. Does it not care about it, right?
Yeah. They also tell me they may not say it, but they're all paying attention.
Right.
Like out of the corner of their eye, they're kind of paying attention to everything. So
Makes sense.
I really appreciate it, and I'm thankful that I got to live in a time where I experienced what Princess Diana was and the impact she made.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, though, I just
forget it.
Happy birthday, Princess Kate.
One of the fun things you're going to be noticing we do here coming up, and you're noticing it this week, is we have our good friend and Melissa off this week, and we wish her the best. Hopefully she's not listening and she's enjoying her break. But as we have these openings happen, Seth takes a vacation, or I do, or something like that. You guys didn't
laugh at that. I'm going to hold you to that.
Thank you for
I made a mental note.
We are going to be bringing in some different voices to talk to. Now, of course, we've had Terry Johns with us for years, and Katrina has joined us from here and there and everything. We've had other people from time to time, but we're going to be having Beth on with us for more, a little bit more. Laura's going to be joining us a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now, this just kind of worked out this week. We didn't really plan it that great. That's on me, and I appreciate everybody rolling with that. But, Laura, we couldn't have worked this out better because AJ McLean is 47 today.
Oh, listen, I had him in my back pocket if you weren't already going to mention him. Happy birthday, AJ. I've only loved you for the last 25 years at least.
Backstreet Boy alum, for those that don't know.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Listen, Seth,
I had no idea he was the bad boy.
Thank you very much.
That surprises me. Not at all.
He wore goggles like a bad boy.
Yeah, because that's what made him a bad boy, is the goggles.
And the tattoos and his alcohol dependency that he got through. Congratulations on your sobriety, AJ. Wait, love you.
I was going to say the fact that he was alcoholic. Wow.
No, that was the bad boy image, okay, but he's sobered up. Get
that's
it?
Good.
You got
that's
it?
Good.
See, he's a reformed bad boy. I like a reformed bad boy.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Going back to Menudo, they always have to have a bad boy in the boy band.
They do.
And it's usually either the older guy or the guy with the goatee. The one with facial hair.
AJ did indeed have the goatee.
I knew it.
It's that whole Star Trek evil thing. You know, mirror universe. If you have a goatee, you're evil, right?
It used to be the mustache, and they've moved it to the goatee.
Now the whole goatee, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another musician here, Dave Matthews, is 58 today.
Wow.
94's Under the Table and Dreaming. A lot of us had that in the 90s in high
school.
Sure
did.
Ants Marching, What Do You Say?
I had the cassette tape.
I just listened to What Do You Say the other day.
Oh. Tripping Billy's, that's a really good one.
Yep.
Crash Into Me is a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song. And the tail end of it, I want to say the last like 15 seconds of it or whatever, and his little like ditty that he's kind of doing there. I used to play it over and over all the time. I'm not as big of a Dave Matthews fan as I used to be, but I really did like them in high school because it was different.
It was different.
Very different.
Dave Matthews, incredible musician, but I am a sucker for any band with a violin in it. that. And
that's
and,
fair.
And when they with their violinist, and I'm so sorry, I can't think of his name. He passed away in the last 5-10 years or something like that. Incredible. He was awesome. That was the reason I kept listening.
Yeah, a saxophonist and a violinist.
It's true.
Which is, and they're all amazing musicians. Yeah.
In the 90s and early aughts.
Yeah. And they were mostly acoustic, too. That was the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Muggsy Bogues, 60 years old for all 5'3" of them.
Woo, Muggsy!
I don't know how many basketball players you're going to see at 5'3" in the NBA anymore, but man, he was good.
But he was good, even at the time when they were getting giant, the rest of the players were,
Yeah, yeah.
I love the picture. Is it him standing next to Manute Bol?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a classic picture, by the way.
It's a great one. And a couple more to get in here. One, wish a very happy birthday to one of my favorite character actors of all time, and just and has really grown from that to become just a lead actor. J.K. Simmons is 70 today.
I love him.
He's so good. He's of course Jonah J. Jameson in the Spider-Man movies and Will Pope in The Closer. He was one of the most evil characters you will ever see in the series Oz. Easily.
I forgot he was in that.
That's where I learned his name. Of course, won an Oscar for the drum movie.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, I can't think of it. But you've seen him a million times. I just saw him as Santa in Red Notice. And he was fantastic in that. Yeah. He was really good. He was a great Santa.
And those insurance commercials.
And those insurance commercials. Good too. Right. Red One, that's what it was called.
Red One. There you go.
And what was the other one you were looking for?
I won an Oscar for...
It's a drummer, but I can't remember what it's called.
It's one word title.
Played kind of a rough character in that one, too.
No, not that one.
When you find it, go ahead and shout it out.
Yeah.
Crystal Gayle is 74, great country singer. She is Loretta Lynn's little sister.
Did I know that? I don't know. That's really cool, though.
I knew that. Deep in the recesses of my brain, it was there.
My whole life, since I was little till I am old and gray, I will love Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. That's a dang good song. Let's see here. David Johannesson is 75. A lot of us may know him better as Buster Poindexter.
I like, New York Dolls.
Okay, I was going to say,
hot.
Nice reference.
We have to remember that he was the lead singer of the New York Dolls, which are one of the most important proto-punk bands of all time.
Like, we can't overlook the New York Dolls. No. I'm sorry, not on my watch.
they predated the Ramones. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
You can't talk about the 80s and not talk about Buster Poindexter.
Exactly.
Jimmy Page, 81 today.
Genius. Wow.
Genius.
Mm.
Led Zeppelin, The Good Times Roll, A Whole Lot of Love, A Loving Mad, Tangerine, Immigrant Song, Black Dog, Stairway to Heaven, Kashmir. I keep going.
Right, and as great as Led Zeppelin was the legend of it, and Jimmy Page's performance in Led Zeppelin, he started before that. The Yardbirds, right?
Yep. He was brought in after him and Jeff Beck were on the Yardbirds for
together.
Very short period of time.
Waste of time machine, man. Go back in time and see
that. Oh, that's not a waste. Full send.
There's this footage. He appeared as a kid on television playing a guitar, playing skiffle, like in the late 50s, early 60s. And they interviewed him. The TV presenter asked him, he's like, what do you think of, these questions? What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to go into biological research.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Honestly...
I'm glad he chose the guitar, though.
Yeah, it worked out.
Awesome. That's awesome. Joan Baez is 84 today.
Wow. Oh, they have the same birthday.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Amazing singer.
Yeah. Her voice. Oof.
Yeah.
They call her amazing folk singer on here. I guess I don't. I never really thought of her as a genre, but yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
For the times, that would make sense that they called her a folk singer. Also, the movie that J.K. Simmons was in when he was a drummer that y'all were trying to think of, Whiplash.
Yes.
Thank you. Former President Nixon would have been celebrating a birthday on this day, our 37th president.
Turns out he was a crook.
Bob Denver celebrating a birthday today, born in 1935, passed away in 05, Gilligan's Island star.
Gilligan.
And Dick Enberg, born on this day in 1935, incredible sportscaster that changed everything. And had like mountains of recorded stuff that guys like Seth and I eat up.
Yeah, love
just
it.
Can't get enough of it.
Love of it. Oh, my! One of my favorite catchphrases, yep.
And wrapping up, Steve Harwell, born in this day in 1967, former Smash Mouth singer. Passed away very young.
Yeah.
One more time, wishing a happy birthday to our friend Tom Heiser.
Happy birthday, Tom.
And a happy anniversary, 54th anniversary, to Mike and Deb Alft, our qualifiers.
Congratulations. Many happy returns.
I think a great way to celebrate is over at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Laura, Seth, and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlau. The nation is remembering Jimmy Carter today. One of his lasting legacies is undoubtedly Habitat for Humanity. The Carters were huge advocates for the nonprofit. In 1989, Milwaukee Habitat hadn't built its first home yet. But then the Carters came. Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sonderman says Carter and his wife Rosalyn brought compassion to the work site.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes in the Walnut Hill neighborhood of Milwaukee. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
And the trip almost wasn't a success due to rainy weather that threatened to derail the project. But Carter took up the news stations to appeal to roofers in the area. Sonderman recalls that they showed up in droves in response and completed the roofing for all 6 homes in just 1 day.
He said on more than one occasion that his faith demanded that he do what he did. And I think that's a great example for those people of faith to not only talk about it with their words, but to put their faith into action.
Sonderman says Carter found that in Habitat for Humanity by serving his neighbor and loving them as himself. And all federal government buildings are closed today as a national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He died on December 29th at 100 years old. President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy at Carter's funeral today. And President-elect Donald Trump is expected to attend the service. The U.S. Postal Service will not deliver mail today, and federal offices and departments are closed. In addition, the stock exchange will not have trading as well. Flags at government buildings will fly at half staff through January 28th. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a 3-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus. And I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Legislation unveiled Monday by the New Hampshire Senate would change the state's 4 presidential electoral votes from winner-take-all to proportional, based on which party wins its 2 congressional districts. Gerrymander the districts, and you guarantee more votes for your presidential candidate. Senate Bill 11 would have New Hampshire join Maine and Nebraska as the only states which have proportional electoral votes, and would apportion them based on which party wins Congressional District 1 or 2. In November, the state's congressional seats went to Democrats, Representative Chris Pappas and newcomer Maggie Goodlander, yet the state House, Senate, governorship, and governor's executive council all went red, in large part to gerrymandered voting districts. Gerrymandered, except the districts for Congress. A 2022 proposal by the New Hampshire House Election Law Committee radically gerrymandered the districts, guaranteeing the District 1 congressional seat for Republicans. So radical, in fact, that Republican governor and possible presidential candidate Chris Sununu surprised his own party by vetoing the map and proposing his own competitive map similar to that of previous decades. New Hampshire's incoming governor, former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, may not have such competitive compulsions. With a Republican House and Senate behind her, a gerrymandered congressional district could be a twofer for Republicans, both in New Hampshire and in the presidential race. I'm Brian Beal.
Kick off the new year with a style that's all your own. Stand out and set the trend with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Design custom sports apparel that showcases your unique flair. When you feel good, you perform better.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
Now, that was funny. Yeah. That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Some sunshine this morning. It's going to become mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 25. Tonight, light snow likely. It's not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our low, 16. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 24. Keeping an eye on the possibility of more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And we're going a little old school with this one in some ways.
All right.
Because we're talking about real-life cheat codes right now.
Okay.
And this all stems in many ways from the old Konami code. And Seth touched on this a little bit earlier.
Yes, that's right.
Anybody that didn't play video games and everything growing up, you can still get into this, obviously. And there's plenty of that. We're not talking about... It's a term that cheat codes that we use for video games that we have adapted to real life.
Exactly.
It's a life hack.
Yeah.
Life hacks and cheat codes and stuff. However, if anybody else up there had up, down, down, left, right, left, right, going through their
AB
head,
start,
completely understand.
And you are
our people. We will take a quick call before we dive into this. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how about up, down, left, right, AB, select?
He's getting fancy.
Yes. Another good one. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. People online are talking about real-life cheat codes they've banked in their lifetime. Some of them are brilliant, and some are intriguing, and some are just random. Let's go ahead and dive into some of these, and they're in no particular order.
All right.
Let's see here. Don't enter the receipts of an email until after it's written and ready to send.
Oh, the recipient, so you don't accidentally send your draft.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
Send your drafts?
No.
Enter the names.
I don't enter the names until after.
See, I'm very bad at doing the other way around. I do that. But I send perfect emails, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, there you go. You're all right.
See, so you figured it out.
Yeah.
Confidence can get you super far, even if it's an act.
Fake it till you make it? Mm-hmm. Maybe. That's a little bit of that. Like.
I have never seen that work out in life.
I have seen it work not one time, but in one context, and that is as a line cook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Right.
Okay.
Because they usually have, there's either someone right there with you helping you cook the thing, so like you're faking it until you memorize this thing, or they've got the recipes like hung up all over the place in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so like you can fake it till you make it in that context.
I understand that.
That's a great
example.
Unless
you're James at the KFC.
Which is not good. But yeah, I think that now I will say, while I don't think that you you can necessarily get by that way in real life, in line day-to-day life, I think every single person has something to build confidence from and should feel confident and deserves to feel confident. I feel like to the example there, that there are a few scenarios where it's a good idea to fake it until you make it. the old hey, I'm a brain surgeon, I got this.
And, yeah, you know,
it's an airline pilot, right? Yeah. Ooh, don't want to do that.
People like talking about themselves more than they like hearing about you. So if you interact with people for work, memorize one thing about them. Maybe a kid's name, a sport they like, a hobby they do, their job, whatever. Ask them about it every once in a while. People are always surprised and appreciate your interest in them.
I believe that is correct. Yeah, no, I think fair. That's a good way of doing it, yeah. I mean, you should genuinely want to know about them.
It helps if you're genuinely curious.
Yes.
It does feel like it's
don't just do it to be like a... Yeah.
Life hack, care about people.
Yeah. <right. laughs> The more you know, star swipe.
Good place to start, right?
Yep. Back to basics.
Talk positive about people behind their backs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please. It feels negative when you're talking negative about people behind their back. Like, it's just not worth it.
It's one of the first things they tell you in a job interview, or when you're being prepped for job interviews and everything. Hey, don't talk bad about your former employer. Right. I think everything in life is like that. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody messes with you or does you wrong, that will come up, and let other people do it. I think it's very similar to bragging. If you're good at something, let other people brag for you. You don't have to. If you're so good at something, other people will talk about you. You don't need to brag about yourself. And it's not the same thing, but I go back to the Mark Twain line. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
Right.
If you're never talking ill about people, you ain't got to be looking over your shoulder. Hey, right. Is Tanya around?
Great rule of thumb. If someone is talking bad about other people to you, that means they're probably talking bad about you
100%.
To other people. Yeah. So not a good thing. Not a good scene
right
there.
Just a note to anybody out there. that is how I take it.
That's how most adults take it. That's a
makes sense,
normal,
right?
Yeah. Mature way of thinking about it.
Have friends generally older and younger than yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
Well, and that diversity should extend beyond age. Like, have a diverse group of friends is a great life tip.
Mm-hmm. Makes it more interesting, for sure.
When reheating ice in the rice, I'm sorry, man.
Reheating ice, wow.
When reheating.
It's a neat trick if you can do
when
it.
When microwaving your water. When reheating rice.
Take three.
In the microwave, put a little bit of water in the bowl so it heats up fluffy again.
Yes. Right. A little moisture helps, yes.
Right, because microwaves utilize the moisture in the food, and so it will come out drier. Add moisture in microwave.
Tech Talk with Laura.
Rice. If you have something nice to say to someone, like you think they did something neat or they have a cool shirt or they made a good moral choice, it's generally good to say so and not wait for a better time, which may not come.
Oh, yes.
This is something that I've always told my kids. Yeah, I tell my kids this. It's if we're at the grocery store and one of them looks at me and they're like, I really like that lady's hair. Tell her. Cool, but tell her.
On the other side of it, if you have a criticism or something mean to say, try to wait. You may find you don't need to say it, or you may find a way to express it without more useful or, you know, hurting somebody's feelings or anything like that. That one I learned the hard way really young, but I learned it, and I think sometimes I do... Now, I know I overthink plenty, but there are actually times in my life that it has actually worked for me, and I think it has been a good thing to sit on something and five minutes later, an hour later, whatever it is, like, okay, that I don't know why I was so upset.
With super strong emotions like that, I think it is wiser to take a step back, because then you won't do something you might regret later, say something that would really hurt someone's feelings, and maybe, you know, do something to your relationship with them kind of thing.
Well,
there's better ways to say that, yeah.
And it's good to sit with that feeling for a minute and make sure that you're not the problem.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Make people laugh within a minute of meeting them. They will remember you and help you.
Yep.
Okay, nice. Okay, I'm writing this down.
Yeah. Highly recommend, yeah.
I don't really know how much I've done that in my life, but my best example of that is doing that to Conan O'Brien, and that's I guarantee you that's the reason I got an internship there.
Because you remembered it, yeah.
I'm definitely going to go ahead and note that one. Absolutely. Yeah.
Here's that name you dropped, and I highly recommend. I most friends I have made by making them laugh first, like in a place doing a thing, usually a job. I make them laugh at work. I become friends with them. It's lovely. It lasts a lifetime.
Clean while you're cooking.
I do that.
Oh,
yep. I do that.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I am so bad at that.
It goes a long way.
It really does. It makes things really good.
If you can do it.
Yeah.
To learn something, repeat it to yourself 3 times on the day you learn it.
Oh, boy.
2 more times the next day and once the day after that, and then you know it most of the time.
I should do that more.
I won't remember to do that.
I forgot the whole thing.
I will remember the 3 times that day, but then I will forget the next day and the next day. And if I'm lucky, I remembered it from that first repeated session.
I have to do something about me remembering people's names when I meet them. I'm terrible. I gotta figure out. Maybe I gotta start doing this. So I think repeat it right 3 times right there.
I just think everyone should have name tags all of the time. I am horrible at names, and so I will be the hey guy, because I remember you.
How's it going, kid?
It's good to see you.
Hey, bud.
I like the idea of a new fashion trend, and it's everybody wears name tags. I like that.
Well, we're already wearing our pronouns, right? So why not, you know, add a name tag right under it? I'll make a button.
There you go. Perfect.
The final one on this list for me is the number one. Admit your mistakes quickly and without undue apologies and self-flagellation. Mm-hmm. People will trust you more, and you'll move on from the mistakes much faster and tend to learn from them more. Yeah. But some of the nuance of that is here or there. But to me, the overall theme: own up to your life, own up to your mistakes. Mm-hmm. Whether you are a little kid and you're trying to put everything under the bed, or you are an adult trying to put everything under the bed, they all end the same. Mm-hmm. It always ends the same.
It does.
And I personally, especially when it comes to our leaders in this world, I can't respect a person that can't own their mistakes.
Yep.
I can't respect a person that has never apologized for something or ever said that they did something wrong.
Yeah.
That is a snake oil salesman right there. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what that is.
Yep.
And if you don't see that, I feel for you. Yeah. I genuinely do.
It's
liars
better.
Are going to lie, man.
Yeah.
And honesty is the best policy, right? That's what they've always told us.
That's a good one. Where did I hear that? That's a good one. You should put that on a shirt.
I thought we should. And it's better. You'll feel better. You won't dwell on things as much and your mistakes. If you just say, okay, I made a mistake, let's move on, everybody.
We're moving on to the commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Teach Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Teach Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Some sunshine this morning. It's going to become mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 25. Tonight, light snow likely. It's not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our low, 16. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 24. Keeping an eye on the possibility of more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
across the road to your house that you never call home.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a dog. I mean,
She brought a dog.
She brought a dog. We have our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society.
You guys are funny.
We're looking forward to meeting this dog and, of course, talking about our Humane Society and all the great things going on over there. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking with Diane in a little bit. Looking forward to it. Right now, Chi-Chi's launched back in the 70s, and the Tex-Mex chain restaurant, it looks like it's making a comeback.
Oh, really? Wow.
They became a sensation in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. and with more than 200 locations nationwide, one of its classic items was the fried ice cream.
Yes. Very good.
But then it went through bankruptcy, owner changes, and a final blow came in 2003 when some big green onions at Chi-Chi's led to the largest hepatitis outbreak in American history.
Yikes.
Yikes.
You're not coming back from that.
That's one. That's a tough one.
Well, apparently they are.
It took them 20 years.
Some salsa products have remained in stores ever since.
I was going to say, I thought I still saw Chi-Chi's mm-hmm. salsa on the shelves.
And up until earlier this year, there was a single Chi-Chi still open in Vienna, Austria.
Wow. Strong, Austria.
Didn't know the Austrians like their Mexican food so much. It's great.
Tex-Mex
food. Yeah.
I want to spend the whole next hour just focused on that Chi-Chi's. I want to talk to people. I want to get people on the phone.
I feel like I've got friends in Austria I just haven't met yet.
I want to know more about this place.
Go there just to go to the Chi-Chi's. I love
100% going there for the Chi-Chi's because I have friends I haven't met yet, and they're in that Chi-Chi's.
They are.
A man named Michael McDermott is the son of the original owner, Marno McDermott, and he'll open new restaurants under the Chi-Chi's name next year. The first location will be in Minnesota.
That's good. There was a Chi-Chi's in Duluth that my family and I frequented many times, and when I was a kid, it was one of the kind of the special places that we went. I remember their fried ice cream, but I also thought that of course, it's a Mexican Tex-Mex. You get your chips before, you know, where you're waiting for your food.
I love that.
They had some of the best tortilla chips before the meal, so
that's good stuff.
There's nothing like free chips and salsa at a table, man. Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to try that fried ice cream.
Yes, it's
very
good.
Like something I'd like.
Excellent.
This is it's also the state where the original restaurant opened back in 76.
I did not know that.
They were a Minnesota creation.
Wow, I didn't. It's well known for their Tex-Mex fare.
Very clearly, it's the first thing I think of when I think of Minnesota. Yeah, it's the first thing I think of there.
Tex-Mex.
It's probably safe to assume that the fried ice cream will be back, but mm-hmm. of course, if you were a fan of anything else of theirs, it'll probably be back too.
Yeah,
we always like going there. It'll be the same general flavors.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. That'd be good. That'd be good. Try it out.
And I don't know if this is the other side of that, or if this is just parlays into it as well. Jimmy John's chose now to bring back their Kickin' Ranch sauce, which was removed from their menu a year ago, and it just didn't do well and everything. But the Kickin' Ranch flavor is available through the menu, included as a soup.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
It's a 6-ounce soup-sized container of the sauce for slurping, sipping, and dipping.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Oh, that hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
My taste buds just ran away.
But I guess, so they're just selling the sauce, but it's in a soup container is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's not actually soup. Please don't slurp ranch dressing, guys. Don't do it. That's absolutely absurd. Listen, I love ranch dressing as much as the next Wisconsin. Tonight, and that's a lot, but I don't love it that much. We don't need to be drinking, slurping ranch dressing.
Don't slurp anything.
Kicking or otherwise.
Yeah, don't slurp anything stuff. You should be slurping.
No, that's kind
of
weird.
It is available for those of you that can hold back. It is available in regular size portions. And they're even letting people add it to any sandwich or wrap for free.
There you go.
That's what I'm about.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like they over, like somebody who ordered it ordered too much. And like, we got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of this dressing here.
Like someone was asking.
It's all year old.
Someone was asking for enough to dip their sub in. Like,
Can't get enough of that chicken ranch.
They got like a suggestion and they didn't realize the person was being sarcastic. Like how you write things hilarious. And they wrote it sarcastic.
I eat it like soup.
Here's a question though. Can we get the other sauces in a soup container at our home? Not for slurping, but for dipping things in or using on your own sandwiches. Well, I mean, come on.
In addition to the soup, you can also enjoy their new Kickin' Ranch chicken wrap and their new Kickin' Ranch Jimmy Chips. The wrap is a permanent menu addition, so
I would try that.
To be fair, I really did like their Kickin' Ranch. So
there you go. Put it on a sandwich. You know, make
some
chips. You're good.
I like to dip their jalapeno Jimmy Chips in.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's a good mix there. Sounds good to me.
It was a good mix.
Yeah,
I can assure you.
I don't think I've ever had Jimmy John's. I don't think I've ever
had
it.
I had it last night, actually.
Wow.
My kids and I had it for
dinner. They make pretty good sandwiches, I got to say.
I did not want to cook.
Good reason to do it.
I haven't heard anything. My sister likes them. Mm-hmm. I know that. And I think part of the reason I haven't got to be is because of the name.
Hard feelings.
It's the name. It's the name.
It's personal.
It just feels like too on the nose. It feels like I got
it. You're afraid to like it too much.
It would feel very silly on my part.
And he was going to, when he orders, it's really weird because he's like, this is James Jonathan.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want you to know that.
Really go out of my
you've
way.
You've never
really
gone go by Jimmy John in your entire life, but you're worried people might think you would start.
You never know. You never know.
We will take a quick time out. We'll check in with our news break. When we come back, we're talking dogs. We're talking animals. We're talking about the Southland County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The sun shone on the U.S. Capitol as former President Jimmy Carter's flag-draped casket was carried down the steps by military pallbearers this past half hour. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
You can see members of the Color Guard there and the family watching this entire procession. And then they will make their way to the Washington National Cathedral.
All former living presidents are in attendance right now. President Biden will give one of the eulogies. Thoughts from former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Jimmy Carter is being eulogized in the city where he chose to be much of an outsider. He never schmoozed with the elites who drove much of the D.C. agenda, socially and otherwise.
Mr. Carter will be buried next to his wife, Rosalyn, on their property in Plains, Georgia, later today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah.